We made it, let's see.
Come on down, man.
Wow.
After 4 months of COVID-19.
COVID-19, yeah.
We are back here, and Jerry and Drew, the first time I received the second time, I guess, you're the first guy. I don't know how to say. You know, I'm rusty in English too.
Yeah. COVID-19.
Hey, buddy, how are you, man? Welcome to No BS with SB, yeah. Man.
My last podcast, 2 weeks after surgery. So, like, I made it a priority to do another podcast.
No, man, who cares? If you kill, no. I did not invite you because last time you were off.
Yeah, off.
Think about that. You get a heart surgery. Yeah? Nobody will accept any way to do a podcast
exactly,
after that.
Yeah.
You're a machine, man. By the way, it's a great story. If you don't know Jerry and Drew, go see the first podcast. Yeah. We give me the golden Drew, the hog and gold.
I said exactly about, I reheard it like last night, and I said exactly about 57 times.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Because like it was just you asking questions, and I'm like, exactly.
Oh, man, I know.
Exactly.
And look, your style now. Look, you're
laid back, yeah.
Yeah, with the glass. Can you show your eyes, or you don't like to show your eyes?
Oh, my bloodshot. Smoked so much weed this morning.
This morning?
I didn't smoke weed. So, yeah.
I'm tired.
So
you wake up and you smoke weed?
Yeah, of course. Wake and bake. You got it, man.
Oh, man, I can do that. Then I'm going to do nothing if I do that.
Yeah.
You love to do nothing, yeah?
I love to chill and just hang out, you know?
Okay,
just
so
kick back and just watch.
Okay, so let's go there. Okay, you wake up, you smoke, you have a show at the night.
Yeah. So
I mean, I'm screwed.
So I wake up in the morning, have my breakfast, you know, smoke some weed, and then at night I do a show.
Really?
Well, I don't have a show every weekend, you know.
No, I know, but let's talk about that. If you have a show, you don't smoke weed.
Oh no, definitely not. No.
Ah, okay.
I did that in Petit Grenouille. Like, I smoked about 15 minutes with my boy who came in, and after I was on stage, and then the high just kicked in. I was like, whoa, whoo! I was seeing things I shouldn't be seeing.
Yeah.
It was all connecting. I was like, nah, I'm not doing that again.
So
my jokes weren't resonating.
So, like I said before, this is the Jerry and Drew, I call the Golden Drew. The first time a guest give me a gift.
I gotta make
it's you, buddy.
I gotta pop some cherries.
Is it
know?
In your culture to give gifts?
Yeah, I think like Filipinos honestly are very nursing, very caregiving. You
yes,
know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I guess it is definitely in my culture to.
This is Joe Fu podcast.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys.
Yeah, you guys fuck me
you
up,
guys.
Man.
Woo! Oh yeah,
I got drunk, yo. So embarrassing. I watched that podcast.
I was drunk, but by purpose.
Yeah, exactly.
So I didn't know you did the podcast. I did the podcast. Did you know that?
Did they give you beer and like?
Yeah. I bring full beer. I think we did 2 hours 48 minutes.
Shit.
Yeah, it's too long.
Yeah, these guys can talk.
It's fun, man. I love them. So I don't know how to start because you know it's the first time in 5 months. Last time I did a show, it was at the Just for Laugh audition.
Yeah.
At Villeray.
Yeah.
It was great. And after that, you know when you. When you know you're going to have a Just for Laugh audition, you focus.
Yeah.
So you want to be good. You want to be tight, you know. You want to be... So I did like maybe a 30 show in 2 weeks. Okay. And after that, the virus arrived. So you know what I mean? And now that my next show is going to be in the drive-in front of car.
Let me ask you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Outside, first, outside it's tough. Imagine outside... With car.
Is doing your podcast the same like doing comedy again? You know what I'm saying? Because there's like a camera in front of you. You're speaking. You're just like talking. You know what I'm saying? Like it's you know like
comedy.
I would refer it to doing comedy like Chappelle. He says comedy is like having sex. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So like you're
comedy
back,
is having sex.
Yeah, comedy is like having sex.
What, so you, what do you mean? What do you mean?
You're going back to having sex. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like you're fucking. And having sex on stage. It's like an orgasm.
Really?
Yeah, I would say it's better than
I'm going to say it's an orgasm when I kill. But if I bomb, I don't feel it's sex.
Yeah. Well, of course, like your first time, or like when you get back at that, when you get back at sex,
adrenaline, no?
Exactly. Yeah.
It's not like sex.
It's not.
Before you're gonna have sex, though, you don't have the. Oh my God, I suck. I will not be good. People hate me. You know what I mean? We say that before to go on stage. You don't say that when you go have sex.
Because you're not Asian.
When you go have sex. You know what? This is funny. But they wrote that.
This
is funny, by the way. One of my favorite joke of you, you know, can you tell?
Is it the pug one?
You scrapped the punch, man.
Or I think, I fuck like a Q-tip, you know? It's not. I don't go in, out, in, out. Once I'm in, you know, it's just you twirl it and then the girl's like, ah. It's like once.
Yeah, it's funny. And now, because you're fat now, you said?
Oh, man.
You said I'm a fat part.
So, yeah, the premise is, you know, people don't even refer to me as Filipino. They refer to me like a pug. And now I'm just like a fat pug because of quarantine.
Yes. And you have the same, you know, the fat pug are like that. Because look at that, what you drink. This is like 1,000 sugar.
This is adrenaline.
Oh, yeah. But let's go back with sex and adrenaline and comedy. It's like sex, okay? Maybe when you're a superstar, comedy it's like sex.
Because
you have sex every time you finish a show, you know? Why you do comedy, by the way? Do you do comedy because you want to have sex every night? Do you want to be recognized like because you're funny? Because you need just attention, you want to be sure everybody you. What is your...
So I would say to be on stage is, first of all, a privilege, just to get any kind of stage time. So I want to be that Filipino guy who when he's on stage, he's a sex symbol, you know? Like, I want younger Filipinos to be like, God, wow, this little pug-looking guy can be this funny.
Just what you said, it's funny, man.
Yeah.
You know what you should do? You should go on stage and start like that. You know, I do comedy, you know, because I'm a sex symbol, okay? And I want to be proud of my community.
Yeah, exactly.
Because do you really think about the, like you're a sex symbol? Or you want...
No, I know I'm a sex symbol, you know? No, I'm just joking. But like, no, I am. Let's be honest. Like, look at me.
Yeah. I'm not gay. And you know what? I want to touch you every time, you know?
Of course.
You want to walk? Yeah. I have dog bags, dog.
I know my powers, you know what I mean?
Yes.
But
so you can, you know... No, I mean, this is very important what you said. Because sometimes it takes years to know who you are on stage, okay? In life in general, okay, you know, but on stage, take times. Because sometimes you don't know who you are, you don't know what is your style. And when you just realize that your style, it's you.
Exactly.
And when you know it's you, like you always play with your default. What is default? You know what? Like you said, you're not. You say you're like a pug. You know, you're
self-deprecating.
You know, I'm fat, so I use that.
Like, yeah, I understand like what they see. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I have a big accent. I don't speak well in English. I use that
exactly. Yeah,
You know what I mean?
So that's it, right? Like before comedy, I was doing comedy just by walking.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? People are like, yo, ha, look at this.
Yes.
Look at this guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like when I'm like, yo, look at me, then they're like, oh, fuck. Oh my God, he could actually do that, you know? Like when I even talk to girls, like it's like, yo, you're so.
Oh, you start with yo.
Yeah. Well, I don't. I'll be like, hey
yo, girl.
Hi, how are
you? By the way, why you use the yo attitude?
Oh, what, where I grew up.
You know because I mean? Imagine me. Okay, yo, guys, yo. So yo, we have
you could be the Beastie Boys.
We have Jaren Drew, yo.
You could be the Beastie Boys.
No, yo, relax, man. Yo. You know why you? What? What neighborhood you're from, man?
So first of all, Filipinos, right? We dance, we rap, you know. We they say we're like the blacks of the Asians. You know what I'm saying?
So like, really? Who
say
that?
Say, yeah.
The black of the Asians.
The blacks of the Asians.
Who say that?
I'm gonna get canceled or something.
Is it in the dictionary?
It's probably the urban dictionary. The urban dictionary.
So the Filipino are the black of Asian. Wow.
Yeah, so basically, it's just where I grew up.
Do you think the other culture will agree?
Yeah.
So if you're Chinese, a Chinese guy is like, yo, he said, no.
Are you
Filipino?
Yeah, that's, you know? Don't fix so my car.
If I'm Japanese and I'm like, yo, it's impossible.
Yeah. It's possible, but I mean, you know, it's like, we're known to...
Is it to protect yourself because you get bullying in the past?
To
have the attitude of yo.
Well, because that was the culture I lived in, right? Like, it wasn't more like a blend.
Yeah, but where you live?
I grew up in Burgundy, Little Burgundy. Little Burgundy, downtown?
Yeah.
Little Burgundy in Montreal, yeah.
Little?
Burgundy.
I don't know what it is. Petite it's like a fast food restaurant.
No, it's like a...
Where? East, west?
It's east? Downtown. It's like Lionel Groulx Metro.
Oh, Lionel Groulx.
Yeah.
Okay. This is yo?
Yeah, I think that's where I got it from, yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
But the school...
The first school I went to was Petit Bourgogne.
See, it was yo?
Exactly, yeah. Super yo. And...
But now, how old are you?
I'm now 26.
But
I'm not going to approach a girl saying yo.
No, you know?
I swear. I don't know. Like, it's just instinct saying
when you're going to start to do yo?
Oh, man, when I'm...
You know what I mean?
When I'm probably...
Because you're 26 years old.
Or 60.
Really?
Yeah. Because I think it's a part of me now, you know? Just,
yes.
Yo, what's up? Like, yo, how are you? Hi, how are you? It's not me, you know.
I don't. I don't want to try to say you should not use that. I just want to know
where it came from.
Why? Because you said it's in your culture. So, at school,
my upbringing, pretty much, you know.
So your father and your mother is like yo.
Oh man! When I first brought that shit home, we were like, what the fuck is this guy? Who is he? Like, is this my Filipino son? Yo, what's up? You listen to 50 Cent, Mom?
Do you have I don't remember if I said, do you have brother and sister?
Two younger sisters, yeah.
Okay,
two
younger sisters. So 5 years full-time in comedy?
4 years.
Four years full-time? Yeah. Full-time?
No. My first year, it wasn't full-time here and there. I would say full-time, really, since my last podcast with you.
Okay.
When I moved to Vancouver.
So 1 year ago?
Yeah, 1 year ago. Yes.
Is it because of me? I pump you? Yo.
Yeah, you pump me after the show, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, this is... Oh, yeah. Come on, buddy. It's a secret.
Yeah.
Every guest have the opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. You just got
to
ask.
To come at my podcast, you know?
Yeah, which I appreciate.
It's why it's no BS.
Yeah, exactly.
No BS. But, I thought you decide... To jump full time because of your heart surgery, you know.
Exactly.
What I mean?
That's exactly.
Because we take the life so for granted, you know, like tomorrow, and so we're gonna talk about that. This is one of the reasons why you're back. It's your journey about last year to now. You take 50 pounds. Huh?
Yeah.
50 pounds.
50 pounds, man.
This is great, man.
100 pounds.
And you know what? I don't know why you put the 50 pounds. Imagine how small you
were
at the time.
It's on my cheeks, Dale. You see my cheeks?
I think the pound you took is not like that.
Yeah,
it's more like that. You're more high. You're more, you're 6'2" now.
It's actually the shoes because of the Puma. I just got new shoes.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Like 4 inches.
Let's brag.
Really?
Look my shoes, me.
Reeboks. This guy runners, eh?
Yeah.
So this is...
Whoa.
Kid size, by the way. RSX.
This is going to be the picture of the podcast.
Yeah.
Welcome to the shoes podcast.
By the way, 3 inches.
Buddy, the Golden Drew.
Yeah, you know, got to knock it out.
It's dead. So you love shoes, eh?
That was my first hustle.
This is the yoke culture, yo?
Yeah, the shoes.
Yeah,
So
you try to sell the shoes or just...
Yeah, so let me get to that. So basically, when I think I was 15, 14, I used to sell fake shoes from China. That was my hustle.
Shoes from China.
Yeah.
Wow.
So when I was 15, that's where the yo culture came from. You know,
so it's why your family is proud?
No, because...
Not proud?
Because I'm selling fake shoes.
Yeah, but you're...
I was making some kind of income.
Yeah, comme concept, débrouillard. How you débrouillard? You know, when you... You can sell anything.
Mm-hmm.
How you say that? Like
a salesman?
No, maybe more than that. Like you can sell a fridge to Eskimo, you know what I mean? The expression.
Yeah.
Because you, is it because somebody show you that, or you just said, you know what, I'm gonna sell by my own fake shoes?
No, I actually when I was 15, I went to this convention it was like to sell knives, you know what I mean? And they kind of gave you a seminar about working on your own, making your own money, the comparison between making your own money to working a 9-to-5.
Yes.
I'm like, I'm selling these knives. You know what I mean? I want to sell this knife.
Yes.
And like I sold these knives and I didn't make a lot of money. So I'm like, yo, I'm going to go to shoes. And yeah, that's pretty much it. My mentality as an entrepreneur, I think it started early.
Exactly. So why you stop? No fake shoes anymore?
Oh, yeah, no, I got jumped. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You get what? You get cut?
No, I got like a... This idiot was like, yo, dude, the shoes are fake. what the fuck? So he set me up. Okay. And then, yeah, pretty much got jumped.
So now you collect cards, a basketball card.
Yeah, yeah.
Flip cards. Oh, this is a new expression. Yeah. I don't know if you
know. It's a new hustle.
The wall of cards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't collect cards anymore. You flip.
Yeah.
So for people who don't know what is flip, it's like when you get the card, you sold right away. Because now, you know what? It's funny now. A Zion card, it's more expensive now than when in 3 years.
Yeah, yeah,
because exactly. You don't know if he's going to be a superstar, or you don't know if people will still care.
Yeah.
Because it's just the care.
Exactly.
You know Jason Dominguez? Jason Dominguez, okay. It's the young kid of 17 years old.
The Yankees.
No, I think he's Republic Dominican.
Dominguez, because Dominguez is a Filipino last name.
So the Yankees signed him $5 million.
Yeah.
The guy, they never play in and the card is like crazy value for nothing. Okay.
Right.
So is this a passion or you try to make money with cards?
Bro, let me be honest.
Yo, bro, yeah, let's see. What's up, bro?
I'm gonna say it right now. I'm just turning my third two into a four. You know, that's it. Like I'm just flipping my the money. It's really it's a good hobby right now.
Yeah.
This
is funny. I follow you on Facebook and Instagram.
Okay.
And you just arrived from Vancouver.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So every time you stop somewhere, you go to Walmart. And you buy some mosaic.
Mosaic. Basketball cards.
Yes.
Optic, prism, anything I could find.
And it's like what, $20 a box?
Yeah, $20.
And it's already $200.
And exactly. Yes. You can resell for $120. Yes. It's a no-brainer.
Yes.
But yeah.
No, I mean, this is great what you do, man. Because now, everybody, because of the virus, everybody buy online.
Exactly.
So do you have an eBay account?
No, I just do Marketplace.
Marketplace is great too. You're right. I sold all my cards on Marketplace.
Yeah,
I just sold my cards from you now. I flip. I just flip with you, buddy.
That hustled me, man.
Bro.
Yeah, this guy hustled
me. It's my culture to flip.
I want to flip. I'm in that culture pretty much.
So, are you scared about the virus because you have a heart surgery?
Yeah, I'm not scared, but I'm definitely more cautious. You know what I mean? I'm not going into any public places. You're lucky I'm here right now. You know, I'm risking my life to be here.
You stopped strip club.
Yeah.
The first thing you asked me, Paris open?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's chez Paris. My parents, I don't know what this guy's talking about.
Chez Paris. They don't watch it anyway.
They will watch it.
You think?
Yeah.
So your family watched our podcast last time?
Yeah.
No way. Like, what is the name of your mother?
Shout out to my mom, Marilyn. Shout out to Andrew. So you know, I'm sorry, I'm not wearing a mask.
Yeah, but it's tomorrow. It's Saturday. The obligation law. It's July 18. Everywhere you go now in Montreal.
In Montreal?
Yeah, you need a mask.
That's what I found. Like in Vancouver, everybody's out in public. In Montreal, it's like a dead zone.
Okay, so let's go there. So in Vancouver, do you need a mask to go inside?
No, not really. No, it's very.
It's weird you say that because all the virus start in Seattle.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
In Vancouver, Seattle, it's 2 hours.
Yeah.
So why?
Well, first of all, they had a Black Lives Matter rally, like it was on the news, and there was no kind of increase in cases.
Here, the bar opened.
Yeah.
And everybody get the virus.
Really.
Yeah, it's why they had
a mask. I'm wearing a bar right now.
A restaurant.
Oh, I thought this was a bar.
Yeah, no, a restaurant is empty anyway. We are two alone.
It's
anywhere.
Well, I didn't stick on the wall.
We are at 2 meters.
Yeah, yeah, but isn't it 6 meters? 6 meter distance? That's why I'm probably like this. Yeah. I'm like,
all right. No, I have a lantern. Oh, okay, so people think we have 2 meters.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so Vancouver, how it is in Vancouver? Is it life? Is it great? Or, because sometimes
beaches are open, bro.
Because sometimes you look at Vancouver, so it's beautiful, but maybe is it fun to live there?
Oh, so fun! Yeah, as a comedian, bro. Yeah. It's I could go on and on, you know. You know, once I go on, you know what I'm saying?
What do you mean? Why you look the camera?
I'm talking to the viewers. I'm talking to the viewers.
Okay. Oh, wow.
And I'm going to plug in my show too, you know?
Yeah. But I remember you said you play every night.
Yeah. I did Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at one point. Open mics everywhere. Shout out to Keto. Shout out to Susie.
Susie.
Shout out to just everybody.
Yo.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody.
Shout out to James Burr.
Last year, though, you said always shout out. I thought you said shut up.
Shut up. Oh, no, shout
so
up.
I thought you said
up.
Shut up, Susie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shout out to everybody. Shut up.
Shout out.
Because in French, we don't use this expression, you know?
This kind of lingo.
Shout out. You know, shout out, yeah, man. Yeah. I would like to shout out somebody.
Shout out.
So, because here it's tough to
Steve Bottomley too, shout out to him.
In Montreal it's tough to hustling.
Oh, that's
because so many shitty place, you know, and not enough good place to be sure you can hustling, you know, and wrote some new material.
Just to have some kind of growth, you
yes,
know.
Yes. Because everywhere you go in general in Montreal, you have to fight to be so people understand you, not because I don't speak well, because nobody's there or nobody listen. So it's you learn something. So you learn to how to do comedy and don't care about what people think. You learn how to perform when nobody care.
Right.
This is important because when you do corporate, 90% people still don't care, so you have to be strong. So
okay.
This is great,
so
value.
Grumpies.
Exactly, grumpies. McLean Pub at the time.
McLean
was empty.
McKibbins is actually pretty good sometimes. Yeah, there's some.
Where's McKibbins?
On Monday, there's some good days.
McKibbins.
That had COVID.
I don't know where's McKibbins.
McKibbins on Bishop, I think.
Oh, Mickey Benz with Ben. Yes,
yeah.
This is tough.
That was very healthy.
This is tough. No, it's tough. I don't say it's not good. My point is, if you do always just shitty place
all the time,
you finish by not evaluate.
So I'm gonna get.
You need comedy club.
Yep.
You need great room. And shitty place.
Exactly, yeah.
So do you have that in Vancouver?
Yeah, so we have a place where we can work out sign-ups, whatnot, you know, you try on new material.
Yes.
And then you do Yuck Yucks, House of Comedy, my show, Comedy Lizard at the Morrissey.
Wow.
Is
it fun for real?
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
You host?
Satisfaction. No, I don't host. We pay a host.
Why?
Just a producer.
Why?
Because I'm not gonna host my own show.
Why?
Why am I not going to host my own show?
Yeah.
I feel like
it's fun. You repeat to.
Okay, so this guy.
Why you don't host your own show?
Who has this?
And this was a real question. And
yeah.
For you, it was like, why are we the host?
Hold up, time out. Because this guy, Stuart Jones, he has a joke about.
Shout out again.
He has a joke about Save on Foods. So it's like an IGA. So this guy in Save on Foods, he's the face in the commercial, he's the face in the product, like he's. He's the face of everything, and it's very narcissistic, you know what I mean?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Oh. Well, I think it is, if anything.
No,
like, you know, like oh, it's me, you
okay,
know?
Okay, so...
I want to be in the background,
me,
you know?
Yeah, I mean, nobody know you.
Okay? Yeah, yeah.
So why you want to be in the background if nobody...
Well, I first start...
Secondly, you just start.
Exactly.
I don't
understand. That's why I want to let...
I think you're more narcissistic to say, I produce a show, I'm not on... I don't host. This is narcissistic more.
No.
Like, yeah, it's a shitty show, man.
Yeah.
It's not a professional show.
It isn't.
You know what? In a good sense.
Okay.
I don't want, because narcissistic, okay? First, you have to be narcissistic in this job, okay?
Exactly, yeah.
Because you're gonna get, they're going to hate you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fucking tough. People don't care about you.
Right.
Not you. You
no,
learn
in general,
the job, okay?
Yeah.
So narcissistic, like I don't think it's a good term you should use.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. True.
Because maybe you because who said to you, Hey, if you produce your show and you host, you're going to sound big head.
Yeah. Let me... Why? What about McDonald's, right? The owner of McDonald's? Is it like... Yo.
No, fuck. No, man. I think you're...
He had to give in a clown to like, yo, let's... No. He had to put a clown.
Oh, my God, man.
He wasn't...
McDonald's.
Yeah, okay.
Because you can't compare you with a multimillionaire guy.
Time out.
Listen, no, time out. Why? What time out? It's no BS. No, stay with McDonald's. I love McDonald's. Okay. It's fun. Yeah. Get Tim Horton, McDonald's, okay? If you have a Tim... First, you're wrong. Because when you open a Tim Horton, the owner... He doesn't sleep at home, man. He's doing 100 hours for maybe 3 years until everything starts.
Exactly, yeah.
So I don't... Your comparison sucks, man. Yeah. Because you don't open a Tim Hortons or McDonald's and, okay, I'm rich.
Yeah, right.
No. Right. You have to be sure everything inside is human being, man. Human being don't care, see, about the potato and... You know, you have to look the employee all the time. To form them,
that's
it's the way it is.
That's why, if I host, I'm not gonna pay attention to the lineup. There's a lot to do, friggin' producing a show. By the way,
no.
Oh, 100%.
No. Listen, are you a producer or you're not?
I'm a producer. Yeah.
See, if you're a producer, you have to take.
I'm a producer. Shout out to James.
What is two guys? Yeah. One night of open mic.
It's big. It's on Granville. I would say
Granville. I would love to live there.
I would say it's pretty big.
Okay, so listen. First, you are too white too.
Because James is the one who like does the sound, does the technicality and stuff.
Don't just put on the mic under check. Okay, yes, I you can do everything. You don't need somebody else.
No,
is it because
he put me on, if anything, as a producer.
So you never do spot in your own show?
No, of course I do spot.
Okay,
you do
spot a few.
Because
you're so narcissistic, buddy. Okay, no, where are you going? Come back.
So yeah, basically...
Come back. Come back. No, not there, here.
Six.
Okay, because McDonald's comparison.
Yeah.
Okay, to an open mic night. Come on, man.
Yeah, right.
I can't delay like that, look.
So you wanna
rectify?
Yeah, I will solidify what my statement was. So basically, I'm fresh in the city, you know what I mean? And like I'm bringing out hosts so I can get out their shows. So it's like I was talking about earlier. It's like barter and trade.
Ah, I love the way you think, though. It's not the big ad. It's not the narcissistic. You produce a show, okay, and you put a host every week, different hosts.
Exactly, who have their own
show. So you can make friends.
Exactly.
And know, because you arrive new. You don't know anybody.
Exactly.
Okay, now makes sense. And you play every time.
Yeah, I do 5 minutes.
So what is the difference to host, and what is the difference to... because for you, in the situation where you are, you should host every time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's the structure, right? Like it's opener, host, and then you go back to opener. There's like a structure to come.
And he said, yeah, but I'm gonna make friends. You give spot.
Exactly. Yeah.
But now you have, if you have maybe 5 guests every week,
you
go on stage 6 times.
Exactly.
You know, every time you do bit between, and you grow. It's going right.
Oui.
So I don't understand why you think people will say, oh, look at that, this guy produces show and host and book. Oh, yes. Ooh, make some noise, buddy. Make some noise for tea.
Shout out to the tea.
Yes, because you can't drink another coffee.
Yeah, I'll be...
Merci.
I'll be wired. Merci beaucoup.
Chamomile for you, buddy. Did you drink that in your neighborhood?
Nice hair, by the way.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you so much. Merci.
Is that new? Is that new?
Oh,
yeah, it looks new.
Beautiful. Yeah, it's beautiful. Merci. Because in the yo, I want you, in my neighbor, I'm going to take a chamomile tea.
This is going to be a bit, eh? So I know this guy named Jared Drew. He's like, yo, because it's actually really funny. Yo.
Man, no, it's you.
Yeah, it is.
Can you see you when I do that?
Definitely not. No.
It's you.
Because it feels so fast.
I'm so happy you're here, man.
Yeah.
It's fun. I love the conversation. I love the way like we put so much attention to other people.
Right.
Like, because I know what you mean. I'm not agree, but I know what you mean when you said, I don't want to be narcissistic to produce and book and host.
Right.
But this is the only way.
To improve.
To improve make friends.
So Vancouver is actually very healthy to improve. You know what I mean? Like, if that's why I'm putting these hosts on, so I get on a show every week.
Okay,
you
let's go.
So that's how I'm going to improve.
Okay, but let's go there, because the big decision.
Right.
Montreal to Vancouver, no matter if you are you have no money or
I went there with $100, yeah.
Exactly, and peanut butter.
Whew.
Huh?
Sorry?
Peanut butter.
And a lot of peanut butter. A lot of peanut butter.
So, but you, why? Let's go there, because normally I always say, okay, let's go to your first show. Let's talk about your first show, the feeling. We did that in the past. Now, I want to know, you wake up a morning and say, you know, fuck Montreal, I'm going to Vancouver.
Yeah.
What's happened? I want to know everything.
Okay, so basically, my boy, shout out to One Villa Colton, he called me. He's like, yo, I have a job in Vancouver.
Did he never say yo before?
He said, hey. He's like, hey. Oh, he's not. Hi, how are you? He had to use his
Not like you.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, so you can have friend or not you.
Of course, diversity is diversity at its finest. Come on.
Yo. Yeah, I love to say.
All right, yeah. Okay. So basically,
he called you.
Yeah, he called me. He's like, "Yo, I have a job for you. I heard you're looking for a job."
A job? Oh,
yeah.
And he said, "Vancouver? Did you jump?"
Yeah, I was like, "Hell, you
did
know."
Did you say, "Are you crazy?"
No. I'm like, "All right, cool. Where could I stay? You could stay by my place. Done. I'm going there now."
What is it? Personal, the job?
Yeah, it's very personal.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he said, "It's not a good job."
Terrible job.
Shout out.
Yeah, shout out to the terrible. No, it was a good job.
Okay, so you wake up a morning.
I appreciate the job.
Huh?
I appreciate the job for real.
You and I know we joke. You wake up in the morning, take a puff of weed.
Yeah.
He call you.
I was like,
hey man.
I was like, God, what kind of weed is this? And then I booked my ticket, and then obviously he emailed.
Oh, okay. You bought your ticket?
Yeah.
Plane or bus?
Plane.
Or train?
Plane.
Okay, how much?
It was only $300, and I had $400 in my account. I'll never forget that.
Okay, so 200 just to go, huh?
Yeah, just to go.
No come back.
No.
Because you could take a comeback in case.
No, I did one way, man.
Yeah, I know, but are you always like that?
Yeah.
One way?
Always one way.
You never think about too much about
that? No, because I know I'm going to sell some cards and make that money back to go the other way. Whenever, you know, I know I'm going to make some kind of money to go back.
Okay.
I'm not being...
So you're here. Do you live with somebody else here?
Here I was living with my mom.
Okay. Yeah. So no stress?
No stress at all.
The only stress is no good food anymore. Huh?
Yeah, you can't.
Mother's food?
Exactly, yeah. You can't go wrong with mama's cooking, man.
Okay, so did you take the opportunity because you're tired to live here? Or you just took the opportunity because who cares?
Yeah, it's a mix of both. I was like, I need a new change. I had a new heart. So I might as well make that leap of faith.
You have a new heart?
Yeah, with the surgery.
I thought you just repaired the heart.
Well, I mean, they it's a new valve. But it's a
new valve?
Heart. Yeah. So I traveled to Vancouver. I booked like a headlining show. I arrived to the headlining show, and it's like the shittiest show ever. You know, my first headlining show, it's like the bottom of the barrel in Vancouver. But it's all good. I really appreciate the...
opportunity?
The opportunity. So I go to Vancouver... I'm there, I'm hanging out. I see this Chinese guy, he approaches me. He goes, yo, he approaches me. He goes, yo. You're Jared Drew, right? Well, not yo, but hi, you're Jared Drew, right? I'm like, yeah, what's up, you? How are you? I'm so-and-so. Here, let me buy you a drink. I'm like, yo, what is going on in Vancouver? Because I was in a Chinese restaurant, and a Chinese guy approaches me. I'm like, yo, what kind of shit is this? You know, but Steve Bottomley is the one who booked me.
Okay, but I don't understand the reference. Why it's weird that the Chinese guy in the Chinese place...
Yeah, I'm going to get to that.
...pay you a beer. Is it because he owns a McDonald's?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, yo, does he drive a Tesla? Does he own a McDonald's?
Yes,
you know, who is this guy?
He wanted to sleep with me?
Yeah.
You want a pod?
He probably wanted to sleep with me, you know? Later to find out that this guy is like the most banned comedian in Vancouver. Yeah. So he plotted ahead. And me, I had to do some kind of partnership with him. And then, like, that kind of deteriorated my rep. Because I put him on my show. And they're like, yo, he's on your show. I got canceled, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I'm here to really clarify things. You know what I'm saying? Because it really ruined my rep. Not ruined, because I still have...
Do you have a reputation, by the way?
People know who I am now.
Yeah, but you have a reputation.
In Vancouver?
No, in life.
Of course. Do I have a brand? Yeah, I think I would say I have a
really?
Brand. Yeah. Yeah.
Because
on Instagram. But as far as everybody else, that's it. Just on Instagram.
But I don't think you reputation is going to change anything because you didn't know the guy.
Exactly.
If you book him again, maybe
exactly, yeah,
your reputation is gonna be damaged.
Yeah.
But okay. So you did you have a discussion with your mother? Because your mother protect you a lot.
Yeah.
Because your mother know you.
Yeah.
You play the tough kids, right. But you're not.
Yeah. No. I don't fight. You know.
No, you don't.
I just sell cards and sell shoes.
Yeah, but with the US suit of a gangster.
Yeah.
But your mother, do you talk like that with your mother?
Oh, definitely not.
Yo, mother.
No, definitely not.
Where's my full mother? Yo.
Mama.
Okay, so your mother know you. Okay, so, and she know your surgery, yeah. So she was scared, I'm sure, to go there and take the plane. No?
It's a lot of pressure.
Are you scared when you take the plane because it's a lot of pressure?
This was 3-4 months after, 5 months after my surgery.
Okay.
And she's like, yo, go live your life, you know?
Oh, she was happy. My mother, when I said I get out, she said, yes, bravo.
Yeah, she got up.
It was time.
Finally, I'm missing. Yes.
Yeah.
And then I'm like,
so you have a little bit of Italian in your blood.
Oh, yeah. Well,
because they don't go. They always stay in the mother's, cliche jokes.
Exactly, yeah, the basement.
So you have a little bit of...
I live in my mom's basement.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of that. Yeah.
So for you, when the guy called you, how much do you take to go there? How much do you wait? How much time? How long?
About 4 days. 4 days.
4 days? Yes, you buy a ticket?
I'm out. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm doing my thing, you know?
So you go there. Did you have somebody wait with your name at the airport?
There was a couple of Asian people, you have a reputation,
somebody wait.
There was an Asian family like, yo, little pug boy, where are you at, you know?
Yeah. So you arrived, somebody pick you up?
Oh, yeah, my buddy picked me up.
Okay, it was the first time for you to go to Vancouver?
First time, very first time.
Wow.
No, sorry. I went there for like 3 days when I went to Calgary.
Okay, was it a shock for you? Is that... Montreal, Vancouver is two worlds, eh?
Two different worlds, man. So, even the air is different, bro.
The air is different.
The crowd is different. It's a much younger crowd. Yeah, it's so much different.
When did you realize that it was the best choice you made?
Bro, the first night.
At the Chinese restaurant?
Yeah, at the Chinese restaurant. So after my headlining show, I went to this place called...
Why you say headline? How much time?
I did 20 minutes.
Whoa!
But it's just me talking to the comedians like, yo, what's up, I'm Jared. Yo,
whoa.
Like, oh, yeah. It wasn't really, like, doing material. There was, like, two audience members.
Okay, but, it was a hit.
Sold out show. I was like, yo, my first time. I was even boasting to my friend who picked me up. It's like, yo, I was able to book my show. He's like, yo, wow, you got it. You know what I mean? And,
Do you still live with the guy? I live with my boy,
yeah.
Okay.
With the homie. So, basically after my headlining show, I'm like, yo, I'm gonna check out this place, New Moon. I went to New Moon, there's like a big crowd. The comics that were there were like top-notch like comics, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So basically, I stayed, that's when I was like, yo, I'm staying here.
You stay there?
Yeah, this is it.
Okay, so, what is the difference between Montreal and, because, it's tough about Montreal is the illusion of just for laugh, because people think because it's in Montreal it's more accessible, but it's the reverse. You have more chance to do just for laugh if you live somewhere else,
exactly,
than in Montreal. Yeah. You know what I mean?
100%.
And the effect of this sometimes it's illusion about like chasing this dream.
Exactly. This is the pinnacle of like.
No, no, it's important.
Right.
But it's for you, though. Do you think you're ready to do a Just for Laugh TV show? You know what I mean?
No, definitely not. I don't. No.
So you don't need to live in Montreal.
Exactly.
You know, you don't leave to hustle in Montreal, and if I can use the word hustle.
Yeah.
Because it's always tough to find a show every night.
In Montreal, yeah, 100%. That's why in Vancouver, like, I'm only now realizing that I have 10 minutes of good material. Like, whenever I'm bombing, like, go back to this. Like, now I'm understanding the the anatomy of laughter or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, and I could only find that out if I moved to Vancouver. Because there's an actual crowd, bro. Like, at Yuck Yucks, I could do, like, my huge joke or, like, just rip off the host and then do my material and then try something new. And if it's not working, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go back to the pug shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to go back to the...
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to go back to this. Yes. And they're like, yes. Thank God he's not talking about fake shoes or something, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, that's it.
So the Vancouver, 5 days ago, you decide to come back in Montreal in car with another comic?
Come back to...
Here. You're here. Though. You didn't take the plane.
Yeah, so basically I drove to... We drove to like all across Canada.
Wow. What?
Why
you did that? For what? What is the reason? What is the purpose?
During the
pandemic?
So stupid, by the way.
Yeah.
Only I would do... I'm only doing it for the material. That's why I'm here.
No, you only do that for for Zion.
Exactly. Zion.
Fine box.
How many
boxes do you have?
Boxes? I have... On me, I have three boxes. Three boxes on me.
No, mate. You open it all the time?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought you just...
No, man.
Take all the box
and sell
the box after.
No. Now I'm opening these boxes. Well, I have like four boxes at home in Vancouver.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. I don't like to sell box because in case you have a Zion gold.
That's the gamble, man. That's
the gamble, yeah.
That's my Filipino side, you know?
Me too. I will never sell the box. And the guy say, yes! Thank you so much, Zion. One of one. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
Because this is gambling. You are a gambler, right? You love gambling.
Yep.
So you play a lottery every week?
No, not that kind of gambling.
Okay. You don't play it. You know a casino guy?
Sorry.
Casino guy, no.
Oh yeah, blackjack definitely. You know how bad I miss this? Just this. You know when stop at 19?
You go at 19?
No. Stop at 19.
Yeah.
I miss this motion. Because it's a lot of power, this, you know, just
yeah. But
I
think you could be a good good actor.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because of the sales experience.
No, of course, it's just what you did.
Really?
Yeah, everybody saw you play at the table at the blackjack.
I created that image.
Yeah. You do it again, and when you I'm serious. Yes. You know,
chef. You know what they say, chef.
It's.
I'm in the moment.
Yes. No. It's real. The guts you have, you know, to try and not scared to fail. This is the ultimate goal if you want to be a comedian.
Or to get in this, man.
Yes, you're gonna. Yes, but don't chase this. Let's.
Work on my half an hour.
Yeah, if they like you, they're gonna call you.
Okay.
Because you know, a lot of people say, "Why they don't call me?" Because you're not funny.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, why I don't have it? Because they don't like you.
Yeah.
Just focus, you know. Because I remember when I started comedy,
right.
If I did not have that, it was the worst year ever.
Yeah,
you know.
Cause you could put that on.
And after that, I started to get that, and I realized that doesn't change anything.
Yeah,
my ego was happy. I was pumped because I have a great video so I can sell my
just
show.
An accomplishment, you know?
Yes, a check mark, exactly, but it's not the end of the world.
Okay.
Maybe I said that because I did it.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? The ultimate goal is to pay your rent.
Oh, yes.
If you pay your rent with your art fund. In 2020, by the way, I don't pay my rent.
You know what's cool, man?
I survive with the PCU.
Speaking of like accomplishments.
You know what is the PCU?
No.
Yeah. You don't have the PCU?
No.
It's the $2,000 every month they give.
Oh, CERB. Yeah.
No, this is CERB in English? It's not the PCU?
Canadian Emergency
Response. It's ARC in French. It's ARC. Yeah. So
the last time I spoke with you, like I made a goal to make comedy my 9-to-5.
Yes.
I went to Vancouver, I found a show, and I was able to pay me $100-$150 a week. So like it's just about accomplishments, you know?
Yeah, it's like the welfare of comedy, $600 a month.
Exactly.
And you can have welfare, I think it's $300.
Oh no, I'm not...
You have a day job?
No, my day job is selling cards.
Exactly, Bob. So the goal, it's because I feel like you want to be a professional.
100%.
The ultimate challenge for you is to be a professional, pay your rent, be recognized in the industry. So, and the you know, You are 26?
I'm 26, yeah.
So it's you have nothing to lose at the same time. You can come back anytime. Your mother is here.
Yeah. Or my dad in Calgary.
Exactly. Yeah. But to jump like that, you said it's the best time of my life. I know already it was the best decision.
Exactly, yeah.
So what is the next goal for you?
Just keep that momentum, man. Yo,
it was easy to go inside the world scene? Of comedy in Vancouver. People are kind there.
Yeah, the fact that I had coming from Montreal, you know, that I used that really to my advantage.
Why? It's not New York.
Exactly, of course. But I mean,
I'm from Halifax, Montreal. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean,
really, I didn't know.
If you're from a different city, you could use that.
I didn't know it was an advantage.
Yeah.
Okay. So are you an easy guy? Is it for you? Is it easy to be part of a group?
Yeah, to find.
That's it, right?
So basically, when I first moved to Vancouver.
Integrate?
When I first moved to Vancouver, I hung out with the wrong crowd, you know what I mean? I had so many options of people to form like an alliance with or to hang out with. I had the people my age. But I chose unknowingly to hang out with the. As my comic friend would say, the villains of comedy in Vancouver. You know what I mean? And like,
is it because you didn't know?
I didn't know, bro. I didn't know. And that really.
But if you
that's where the stress comes from.
But if you rethink about that, did you know? If you feel your feeling,
No! I really didn't know. You know, there was something off with these. Because like, once I had my show, they all like they're like leeches. Jaren, like, we could talk to Jaren, you know what I mean? We could get on the show. And once these people started getting involved with the show, I got canceled by, like, the higher-ups in Vancouver comedy.
No way.
Yeah.
Okay, so you started with the wrong foot.
After 2-3 months.
Okay. Now you're back? Now you know everybody?
Yeah, I know everybody, but because of that experience, I have some kind of bad rep, you know.
Like I said, if you
it was a mistake. That's why I'm here to clear it out. It's real talk.
So, no comedy. What did you do? When did you do comedy?
I still got booked on shows. I still do the sign-ups, but the people who I aligned with weren't allowed to go to these shows. You know what I mean? So I had to really talk to everybody and like converse with everybody on a different level. I had to redo what I did when I first got there. You know what I mean? Like, I had to restart.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now you did Vancouver, Alberta, Edmonton, Manitoba. Are you doing open mic there? During the trip?
There was no open mics available.
No, nothing?
No.
Okay, exactly. So why you decided to come? Just for the cards?
Just for a trip.
Did you miss your mother?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, it's been 7 months. I'm going to go see.
Yeah.
I'm going to go see the whole family.
You slept there yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to see, I'm going to see everybody. I just need to recharge, you know, after all that.
Yeah.
After partnering up with the villains.
Yes.
So I had to really, get my my heart back into alignment.
So are you fair to be back in Montreal? What is your feeling after that?
Yikes.
You ready?
Yikes. Yo, I'm looking at the streets now. Oh
man.
What happened here?
I don't know, man. Ugh. It's painful, man.
Yeah.
It's very sad.
Cheers.
Cheers for the sadness of Montreal. Hmm. I love Montreal, but I don't know what's happened with...
Who's this guy?
This is James Dean.
James Dean?
Look what he said.
Dream as if you'll live forever. Live as if you'll die tomorrow.
Today.
Live. Yeah, that's the heart surgery.
Yeah. What did you change to just eat Tim Horton, no? But
I didn't change anything. If anything, I got worse. I don't work out anymore.
No?
I used to be like... Yeah, if anything, I got...
I remember your dance video.
Yeah.
Yo. You don't dance anymore?
Not anymore, man.
Why?
Because
of the art? Are you scared?
Just because I got lazy, man.
Oh, okay, yeah. Hey, no BS with this,
your body. Laziness, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's fun. You said, okay, but...
Yeah, my fat ass.
No, but it's like you want to die, but another different.
Oh, because of the coffee.
No, man, the coffee, the sugar in the coffee,
yeah.
The donuts. You know, like, it's like I'm gonna die. This is with my heart attack.
First of all, whenever I hear "die" and "heart" together, an ultimate anxiety. You know, when you first get into surgery.
Me too.
When you first,
because me, I'm fat, so yeah, I'm scared. I, I have to stop eating shit because I'm 45. I'm not 26, you know?
Right.
But you can you run?
I can run, I did, there's a place called Wreck Beach. It's about 400 stairs. Like, I still get the adrenaline rush, you know, when I work out and stuff. So, like, I can still get back at it, but it's consistency.
So, when you go on stage, do you feel it's like sex?
Yes, 100%. It's like as you're punchline, you're in. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, you're fucking until she comes, until the round of applause. Okay, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's it. That's even Chappelle, actually. I got the reference from Chappelle. It's like having sex with your girl, watching somebody else bomb on stage. It's like seeing somebody perform terribly on your girl.
Ugh.
You know what I mean?
No, I don't want to see this image. Okay, I don't want to see somebody bomb and have sex at the same time with my girlfriend.
Sorry, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
When somebody.
But I don't. I understand if somebody bomb.
Yeah.
In an open mic. I don't have the, but I said you bomb. It's all right. But if you bomb in a place you're not supposed to bomb, like a corporate,
go home
or
just quit. You know,
not quit, but stop pretend you have a reputation.
Exactly. You know I don't have a reputation. Instagram. Like I said, that's all I have. Like,
no, you're not a beautiful girl. You don't belong. It's in Instagram.
Right.
Maybe you have a pod Instagram.
Yeah.
Sometimes you put pod. Sometimes you put your face between the pug.
I did that. Like there was a pug on the train station, and then I took a picture of the pug and I took a picture of me, and I said, compare the difference.
Oh yeah, no, you take a pug like that for your first one man show.
That's you.
You
gotta get the angle right.
Oh yeah. Who's the pug? This is the poster, the title of your show. Who's the pug?
No. My first special, I'm telling you.
Okay.
Can you walk me?
Can you walk me?
Yeah. Like a dog, because I'm a pug.
Can you walk me?
Yeah.
So you gotta have something?
A leash, maybe.
So, one man show, 1 hour.
Yeah.
You did 10 minutes in 4 years? Why are you laughing?
What?
Why are you laughing?
In 10 years? What did you say, in 10 years?
No, I said, I think your friend is there.
Oh, okay, cool.
So listen, you said you want to do your one man show.
Yeah.
A one man show is minimum 1 hour.
Yes, sir.
You have 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And you build the 10 minutes in 4 years.
Yeah.
So I gotta
get on stage more.
Yeah, I know. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's why you have to host.
Yeah, to get more. But can you really bring in your A material when you host? You know what I mean?
Yeah, can you bring anything?
I read a book and they said you shouldn't.
You read a book?
Yeah.
Wow, shout out to you.
It's very.
Are you sure you read the book?
Yeah.
You read the book.
YouTube. All right. YouTube.
Behind.
YouTube video.
At the end, the resume. You read the resume behind. You did not. You read all the book?
Oh, yeah. I read the introduction.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, I read the book.
Yeah. So did you read the book?
Yeah. It said you should be comfortable. You should make the crowd feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Don't do any material because it's going to overpower the people coming up.
Okay, but he's wrong.
Yeah.
Because in French, we don't have the same mentality than in English. Okay, in English, the host is one of the best on the lineup all the time.
Okay.
If
but does he do his A material?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he practice. No, I mean he do.
I'm Français.
No, but he practice new junk.
Okay. Yeah. So he's
because when you host,
the
stress, you're not supposed to have stress. It's welcome to my home.
Exactly.
Welcome to my place.
Yeah.
You know, they come to see you and your guests.
Yeah.
This is their job.
Right.
So it's why that if you do like 10 minutes of shitty joke, they will not boo you or disrespect you.
They know
because you explained before. It's an open mic.
Yeah.
We practice. We try joke. This is how we build funny joke. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you start with 10 shitty joke. They don't laugh. He said, hey, are you ready for the show?
Right.
Because you know what? You said, don't start your A-plus joke, okay? You know how many comic here I saw with A-plus joke and bomb?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because the during the show, you put your best killer joke.
Okay.
You know, if somebody bombed.
To get them back up.
But this is, I don't say I'm right.
I talk
about my experience.
Right.
I talk about in French. Every professional comedian night,
yeah,
the host is the best
okay.
of one of the best.
En français, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he bomb and kill at the same time because it's the,
yeah
the,
yeah it, that's so, his duty yeah.
So and when in English, you know what I realized in English, they put the worst comic hosting all the time.
Ouch.
Yeah, all the time. Yeah, if yeah. you host, it's because you suck, and it's right? weird.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
weird. I said, why? Host is very important. Host is the fire of the night. Exactly. So if you put a shitty comic, yeah, it's going to be... Yeah. No, man, it's going to be long.
So we're at Perotti's, eh?
You know what I mean? This is my opinion. I don't say I'm right, but I'm right for myself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But what my point is, it's an open mic. Nobody right. care about you kill or not. Yeah, yeah, nobody yeah. will remember.
Yeah.
Okay? The goal for you, if you have a not, if you have a night, you have to host.
If I have a night.
Yeah, if you have a comedy night.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You said producer.
My Monday show, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Every week.
Okay.
Is it every week?
Yeah, every Monday. At the Morrissey.
Before they close.
Comedy Lizard, yeah, before they close. Shout out.
Okay, so I can go, I can be there every Monday?
Oh, yeah, facts, yeah, you have a spot.
No, seriously.
Yeah, no, yeah, 100%.
Bullshit.
Got you, man. I told you this already.
Every Monday?
Every Monday, sir.
Yeah. Let me host.
What am I going to get in return?
I'm going to give you basketball cards.
Done. Say no more. Say no more.
No, because my point is you put too much energy of other people judging you, like this guy is narcissistic, like said, because you said that, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah,
I did
yeah.
not say that. Yeah, you said, I produce a show. If I host, people are going to say, oh, look, this narcissist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I said, who cares?
Yeah, that,
if
that's
it's
what,
true,
that's
cares?
What I was referring to, like a Stewart's joke. Because it's like, it's, you have a company.
Yeah, but it's
not. You're not going to be, oh, it's Jaren's meat, Jaren's cereal, Jaren's this, Jaren's that, you know? You're not going to be the face of the
no, because Mark Breslin, like, right, Yuck Yuck's Cummings Club.
Okay.
Mark Breslin.
But is it called like Mark Breslin's beer or something?
No, I mean, Mark Breslin, it's the Yuck Yuck's Cummings Club.
Why? Exactly, yeah, yeah.
His,
but
his name is there.
Does he host?
No, I mean, his name is there.
100%.
Maybe
yeah.
he, at the time he hosts.
Oh,
he was
okay.
already, yeah. Mark Brunson, Mark Brunson?
Right?
Mark Brunson? Yeah, the Cummings Club, you told me. No?
Rick Brunson.
Listen.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Noah.
Everybody who start a business and stay home during, they're going to bankrupt.
You think so, yeah?
Yeah. If you start the business, you have to do 100 hours every week.
100%, yeah.
This is the Peroni. The guy, he work, forget the pandemic, look. But during the time,
yeah,
he's the whole, he's the
he's hustling, yeah,
he's,
yeah,
he's always there.
Yeah, yeah.
Why he's not at home?
So let me
because,
tell you.
Because, listen, when you have a business, maybe if I go eat at the restaurant,
right,
and the owner come to see me, said, is it, do you like my food? I said, I love your food. Hey, he was the owner.
Yeah, yeah.
He just came to see,
right,
thank
right,
you to
yeah,
be
yeah,
here.
Well, exactly.
You know,
yeah, yeah.
It's important.
Yeah.
This is why a lot of people succeed, a lot of people fail. Okay, I work in a restaurant. Okay, I was the cook. I was cooking the
yeah,
food.
Yeah.
The guy, the owner, was sitting at the bar chilling. I see champagne, talking business, and he bankrupt.
Amazon.
He was supposed to wash the dishes.
Was it Amazon's?
Who?
Amazon's in the carry.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because there was. Yeah.
No, I mean, my point though, is, if you have a business, look.
Right. Which
okay.
is my comedy lizard.
You don't stay in the back. And we are doing comedy. Because you always said, McDonald's, look, you have a McDonald's. The guy at McDonald's, the first guy who worked
yeah, yeah,
100 hours.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Until the guy, did you see the movie McDonald's?
Yeah,
McDonald?
Yeah. But that
did
that
you see the movie?
Yeah,
who's the actor?
Michael Keaton.
Okay, Michael go Keaton. Rewatch.
Okay.
Go rewatch the movie. You know what is fun in this movie?
Can I say something real quick?
No.
No.
You know what is fun in this movie? The guy, when he sell the franchise
right.
to Ray Kroc.
Ray Kroc, yeah.
He said, you still don't get it why I buy McDonald's.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, you're right. Why? I don't get it. And we show you everything.
Right.
How to work.
Exactly how it works, yeah.
You could stole our ID. You could stole our ID and go. He said, why you did not did that? He said, because... You don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't care about everything.
That's
it's the McDonald
yeah.
name. The gold.
Right.
It's not all you work inside. Okay?
It's the franchise you're trying to
yeah.
So the
night of
yeah,
your night of comedy, look, it's not the comic on stage.
Right.
It's you.
Yeah.
It's German Drew. Okay?
So can I explain the format?
No. So you have to change that.
Okay.
You have to do...
I have to host, yes.
Jaron Drew Comedy Night. No, listen to me. It's important. You know what the face you did?
Yeah.
Did you I'm not a star? Or
yeah. I did. That's a bit much, you know?
You are. Jaron, you have to believe in yourself before other.
Yeah, I already do. That's what, like...
So you have
like,
to be...
But no, listen.
You gotta talk, I promise you.
Okay.
So it's your podcast, by the way. Yeah, I invite you for that. But when you said stupid shit, I can't let you talk. Okay? No, because, listen. You produce a show, poster, face, your face. You have to tell to everybody the reason why this show exists. It's because people go to see you, because you're a star. Or you want to be a star?
Yeah, I want to be.
Because you know what I mean. And people know you're gonna host. People know you're gonna make. Yeah, and I'm gonna show you other funny comic. This is your job.
Yeah.
Don't start the show. And go and sit at the back.
Yeah.
I'm a producer.
Yeah.
I'm a producer, man. I'm Jay-Z. You know what? What are you doing?
I'm on the road barking. Like I'm trying to bring people in. Like yo, comedy show. Like I'm not there chilling, you know. Yeah, oh yeah, this is dope.
So you go outside
and bark
and force people.
They call
you think that if you have a McDonald's, you're going to do that?
Hey, no, yeah.
My McDonald's, can you go outside? You will never do that.
But that's the 100 hours.
Don't do that. This is worse.
To go outside.
Hey, I'm a producer of my CD show. Can you come see?
No. Hey, there's a comedy show.
It's free.
I'll come in. I'll get you a drink. I have a bag.
Why you don't do that?
Yeah. You have to.
You are on Instagram, buddy.
Yeah.
Do your promotion there.
Yeah, I always do.
I know you don't like it when people said something. I feel your movement.
Yeah.
I'm not comfortable. I don't like this podcast anymore.
Yeah.
But man,
no, I like it.
No, it's my point.
We're catching up. Sorry?
You want to be a star?
I do want to be a star. I want to get paid first. I want to get paid in comedy.
Okay, boss. You want to get paid?
Yeah.
You want the people take you serious in this business?
Yes, sir.
You have to hustle on stage every Monday at your open mic. No chance.
Host, yeah.
Tell the truth. The truth is not I'm scared people will say I'm narcissistic.
Yeah.
The truth is you're scared to host every Monday because it's fucking tough. This is the real truth. Okay, produce.
Yeah.
Okay.
Host,
bring people in,
yeah.
Okay, this is tough.
100%.
This is why you're scared.
Yeah.
Because you're lazy. You told me.
Yeah.
You told me you're gonna rewind. You said, I'm lazy.
I'm lazy.
Yeah.
I didn't say I'm lazy.
Yeah, because of the food.
When it comes to my craft, I'll hustle. You know what I mean? I will put myself out there to bring people to shows.
Yeah. I feel not comfortable.
That's
anymore.
So funny.
But it's my point because. And every time I said twice, you want to be a star? And they said,
Yeah.
You want to be a star?
Yes, sir.
Yes, you
want to. Yes, coach!
Yes, exactly. No, they forget we film, man.
Right.
Okay, I don't try to put you in a corner like, haha, I got you. I want to just remember who you are
and
what you want to be.
Yeah.
Because in your life, if I said first, this is why you are so insecure, comedian. Okay, because it's an insecure job.
Yeah, exactly,
okay,
yeah.
But if I said you suck, okay, I said you know what? I want to tell you, you suck.
Yeah.
You're not funny.
Yeah.
But you have the guts.
Prove,
but you're not funny.
Better,
you should quit. Okay. You will fight now to tell to the people and me. No, fuck you. I'm funny. I deserve to be there. Is it true?
I'll work hard.
So when I said, are you a star?
Yeah.
You said, oh man, you want to be a star?
I do, 100%, obviously.
So you know I'm right. I know you're not happy now because about the what I talk about. Like nobody likes to say, no, you don't tell me what I should do. I understand that.
But I'm listening to the advice. You know,
you have a comedy night.
You're gonna host it every night.
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
And I'm gonna book. So if I don't like a comedian, he's not there.
Right.
I don't care if he's funny. If he's an asshole, he stay home. Yeah. I produce, I book, I host.
Exactly.
It's a business.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
This is the only way. Nobody's going to help you anyway. So 100%. Now you're going to get the respect of the other comic. Because you're going to... In 1 year, hosting every Monday, you're going to triple your talent. And you're going to have maybe a new 30 minutes like that killer.
Yeah.
You know that. You know I'm right.
No, no, I totally agree.
I did not do before.
Yeah.
Okay, I did that all the time, and no matter who I am, who you are in life, okay, no matter who you are. Jerry Seinfeld, let's see, he's rich.
The comedian.
He's rich.
Yeah.
Okay? Doesn't know, he's always in an open mic.
Right.
Working no pay, or the guy said, take your $20, and he take it by respect, you know, doesn't need it.
It's a craft.
Yeah. Why is there?
Yeah.
Because no matter who you are in life, in comedy, how many money you have, you have to bomb.
Exactly. Yeah.
You have to bomb to kill, and you have to bomb to be tight, good. Yeah. It's a muscle. It's a rhythm. Okay. Because remember, I did a corporate, and you said, "Can I have a spot?" I said, "You're not ready." Yeah. And you were so mad, man. Remember?
I cried. Yeah.
Did you cry?
Don't talk to me anymore, man.
Did you cry?
No, in my room, I did.
No.
I was looking at my hands.
I said, "You're not ready. You are so pissed off."
Yeah, I was like, "What?"
No, you're not ready. Yeah. See, I know. You know, I love you. I prefer you be mad now than bomb in front of 500 people.
Yeah, that are corporate.
Yes, I you know what I mean.
Yeah, I was looking at my hands. I was like, "Yo, what?
What's happened with your hands?"
I was like, "Sebastian doesn't let me in the corporate show."
No, man, you will, but. When I start, I want, you're green,
as they refer to.
When I start comedy, I was ready.
I was not ready.
Yeah. And I was mad because when we start, we always want so fast. And when you're going to take age and you're going to be so good, you're going to think you have nothing. It's so weird.
It is.
When I start, I thought I was a superstar. It's now I have 2 hours of killer material I'm proud of. And I feel like I'm nobody, you know?
Remember, when I first... like our first podcast, I was like, my first open mic, I was like, yo, that's it. I'm dope. You know what I mean? I'm the shit. And I only did like 3 minutes, bro. You know what I mean?
And
like,
you bombed.
Yeah, exactly. And I bombed like crazy. And I'm only getting some kind of material after 4 years. You know what I mean? And I had to get out the city to get that material.
Because nobody's going to call you and said, hey, Jared, you're lazy. Focus, you're good, don't give up. Nobody cares.
Exactly.
The only person care, it's yourself.
Yeah.
Sometimes gonna have some people will say don't give up, but in general in life, the only reason why you're a comedian and you commit is because you believe in yourself. Exactly. Okay?
Or you have the that insecurity in you.
Yes.
That you want to rectify on stage.
Yes. Because sometimes people want the glamour of comedy, but they don't want to put the work.
Oh yeah.
See, it's why you saw so many shitty comic pretend they're a comedian in open mic. Like, and I said, you just took a spot of somebody who's going to be a comedian someday. You know. So fast you understand.
It's true.
Fast you understand that you're just 26.
Exactly.
When you gonna understand that? Comedy is a job, it's a business, okay?
Yeah.
Okay? And you want to be funny, you don't have a secret path to be funny. You have to bomb every night.
Yeah.
And you can't play the producer, you know?
Yeah.
You can't and compare your night at a McDonald's and say, the guy at McDonald's, let's see, he doesn't work there. What are you talking about, you know? No, it's true, it's important.
Right.
You want to put your glass?
Yeah.
Let's put our glass. None of this.
You want me to get you some
glass? No, but it's...
Okay, same.
My point is, I love you, man. I think you're funny, it's why I said no BS with SB, no bullshit. It's so easy to get comfortable in this business. Like, my profile picture on Facebook, it's me with a mic.
The Star Wars saying, fuck you.
I'm a comedian.
Oh, yeah.
That's
my generation, right?
The
social media.
But on stage, you all bomb, you know?
Exactly. The proof is in the pudding. That's it.
Exactly. No matter the power of comedy, it's no matter who you are or you pretend you are before you go on stage, doesn't count until you go on stage and say, whoa, he's funny. No matter how many trophy award, person follow you on Instagram, nobody care. No matter, you know, when you're gonna realize that?
Oh, I realize it. That's why I got out of Montreal.
It's why I do a podcast.
Yeah.
I want to talk about real stuff about me. Okay, you, we are not at the same level. Me, I'm a liner, you are an opener.
I am not an opener, I'm an open micer.
But who cares?
Yeah, okay.
We are at the same level.
Okay, right.
You know what I mean? Not the same experience, but at the end, I'm going to be at the open mic with you.
Okay, right, yeah. We're still going to see each other.
No matter who you are, see.
Right.
No matter I'm rich or not, see. Yeah. You can be funny. You can buy fun.
Exactly.
The only thing you have to be funny is to host every week.
Yeah, and I'll do that.
Yeah, you have no choice if you want to be a superstar.
You're right.
And doesn't mean you're going to be a superstar, by the way, huh? Oh, fuck no, man.
Really?
No, because...
I thought that was a secret.
No, it's one of the secrets.
Yeah.
The other secret is it works, like don't be with asshole. You know, be around...
Don't go with the villains of comedy.
Exactly, with good people, you know.
Surround yourself with positive people.
Because
if
when we talk about that, if you said you're right at when we start, we will not pass the last 20 minutes on the same subject. You know, when you said the McDonald's and all the shit, it's why we continue. And it's fun.
It is.
I'm sure, I'm going to rewatch it. I said, yeah, it's fun because...
I'm going to watch it and be like, wow, I was high as hell.
No.
I was so stoned. Like, what kind of weed is this? In the morning,
Ah, so now you're at the down.
Oh, whoo.
Why did you do that?
I'm looking at my hands.
No, man, I think you're great. You're great. No, you're amazing, but it's just, I know how it's comfortable to pretend, you know, all that. I was like that. Mila, when I start in French or in English, I start my own night of comedy. Host, book, because every week you're gonna see like how a Monday to another Monday it's so fast when you host. Because a Monday to Monday in life it's okay, but when you host the show finish and you have nothing, you have
that's
to rewrite
that.
This is gold, man.
Yeah.
And when you understand the concept of that, fast you're gonna understand that. It's more easy to bomb hosting than
a spot
because people know you. It's Jaron Drew Comedy Night,
right.
The star
with
friend.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, like I asked this producer in Montreal. Yo, I'm in town, and then I scroll up on our conversation, and the questions are, what is your brand? Are you funny? How many people could you bring in? You know, that's the metrics of of things to get on my show. And me, I'm not, you know what I mean? I don't have a brand yet, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I have a long way to go.
No, man. Exactly, man. It's a journey, look.
It is.
And you did a lot of things. Did you bring me another gift to celebrate
that?
No, man.
Wow.
This is
first of all,
the chili donut?
Exactly, yeah. This is what I'm eating.
Oh, it's a croissant, Bondi. Hey, you're a fancy guy, man. Yo, I eat croissant. So when are you coming? Going back to Vancouver?
I'll be there Monday.
Monday.
I'm back on Monday, yeah.
Monday.
Yeah, Monday.
What do you mean on Monday? What? So you go tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah, but it's take 4 days to go there.
Oh no, I'm taking the plane back.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So the guy who drove.
Yeah.
You gonna go back alone?
Yes.
Wow. What a friend!
Yeah.
Oh, it's because of your reputation.
I want it for the Instagram.
It's like an owner. I don't work at McDonald's. Me, I'm a superstar. I go in car. I come back on plane. You're our worst friend ever.
One way though.
Oh fuck!
It's cheaper. You said I'm
always with bad people. I think you are the bad guy, man. Others are great, man.
That's the salesman.
Man, I love you.
Yeah, I love you too.
I want to ask you one last question before I see take the plane.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the DeLorean car, okay? This is the Back to the Future movie, remember? You know this movie?
Right, yeah.
Okay, you have the chance to have this car. You have the chance to go back. Would you like to change something in your life?
I would tell my mom when I'm pregnant, when she was pregnant with me, to stop drinking. That's why I ended up like this, a pug.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, thank you so much, buddy, man. Because, man, for the 5 months, no podcast, everybody says, do a Zoom podcast. I said, no, I don't like Zoom. It's unpersonal, you know? I prefer to be like that. And look at that. I saw your face change. You go, oh, my God. It was, and now you finish strong, man, with the... I love you, man.
Love you too, bro. Thank you for having me.
I'm gonna see you to Vancouver, man. Love you. Let's go, ST.
Yes,
I'm gonna talk to your mother about that.
Exactly. I'm gonna send her the clip that I just said.
Yes.